Having a full circle moment with Judy Mike here, talking about history and Sun Radio. I am Beto. Welcome. We got Sam as well.
What's Thanks going on, y'all?
We are so stoked. We just played a ACL festival. Which,
first ever.
Yeah, this is my, not just first ever ACL fest, but for me, it's also the first time I played a real festival in the United States.
We'll start with that, Judy, because didn't you like post something about you? Like, do you run to work out nerves? Do you run to stay in shape? Or are you running from something?
Oh, I run from something for sure.
Yes, we all do. But you kind of, you put a like a video out, didn't you? Just a few days ago about playing your first ATL Fest?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It was yesterday. I was like, I have to run these nerves out. So I definitely went for a run. I do it often. I like it. I'm not great at it, but it does feel good.
Did it help?
It definitely helped, yeah.
Okay.
And it also helps that I feel really supported by all the musicians that play with me, including Sam, who's a local musician that I found in a bar just 3 weeks ago.
Like, and passed out in it? Or like, what are we doing here, Sam? Were we playing?
We were talking about music, and then she was like, I'm playing Austin City Limits, and I was like, let me play the drums for you.
I've always wanted to play Austin City Limits too.
That's kind of how
we are.
Rad.
Yeah, he convinced me. I mean, I wasn't immediately sold. I was like, dude, I don't know you.
You've had a few.
You're a little dwunky.
I love this so much.
I know. But then he was like, dude, I got you.
Did you slip him big mood right there and say, learn this?
I think you just started checking out my songs the next day.
You played a show that weekend.
Yes.
I went to go see it, and I was like, my band is actually playing a show tomorrow. You should come see me.
What?
And then after that, she was just like, let's run a rehearsal. And then
after that, I'll tell you if you can do it or not. So he was so, weren't you nervous?
Nah.
Yeah, you
I
were.
Had it down. I had it down.
He had it down.
He was pretty confident.
I think he was a little nervous.
I gotta paint the radio visual for the listeners. Sam is rocking a sweet kind of mechanics full body white Dickies suit. Judy, you're the belle of the ball. You got the fishnets, the leather boots, and a pink dress on with some pearls. Very presidential. How did that feel in the sun today?
Oh, it was hot. It was Texas hot.
Did you have any regrets?
No, not at all.
Excellent.
No.
That's how we should all live.
I had a great time, and yeah, honestly, shout out to Dickies for giving us these suits, because all of the band was wearing these suits.
Nice.
And that's kind of the
really
uniform
comfy
right now. Yeah, is it nice?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you said it was hot up there. Your first festival ever experience, can you break down into like three words what that was like for you? And did it live up to any expectations or manifestations that you might have had of that experience?
Wait, you mean this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, for those of you listening, I don't know if you know this, but for a band to play a festival, it actually takes a lot of pre-production. It takes a lot of talking to people, coordinating when are you going to get there, what stuff do you need, what do you need on stage, who's going to be there, someone needs to get the stuff from your car. It's a lot of phone calls, a lot of practice, a lot of things to take care of before you can actually play the show.
Right.
So I was, and I'm a pretty chaotic ADHD person. So
no.
No.
You?
Yes.
Me?
You?
Us? Wait, what?
Me?
Sam?
I don't know what's happening. But I was really nervous about missing something on this freaking portal that I had to put all the stuff in.
And sure.
Sometimes that stuff, the questions, the emails, it just takes up so much space that you almost forget, hey, I'm an artist and I get to do this and I get to have fun. So I was a little in my head about the show for sure, thinking, okay, I'm going to miss something. We're going to miss the most important cable of the day. My guitar is not going to work. Something's going to happen. And you know what? Everyone was super helpful. Everything was taken care of. Sounded great, and the band absolutely rocked it, and we had fun. Aww. And I think that's really important. So
I
think it even was better than my expectations.
Far out. Well, congrats. That album Big Mood is out there now. I want to take us back though, just a yes or no question. You're originally from the Netherlands?
Yes.
Are you originally from Corkum in the Netherlands?
Oh, my gosh.
In the Netherlands?
That is where I was born, yes. But I never lived there. It's just where the hospital was.
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10, how did your brother Beto nail the actual Netherlandian pronunciation of your birthplace?
Say it one more time.
Oh, jeez. Corkum?
Perfect. Corkum.
Yeah, let's go.
Is it Corkum?
Corkum.
Corkum.
Lean into it a little bit more, Sam.
Corkum.
There it is.
Corkum.
So, from Corkum?
Yeah.
To Nashville? To Austin?
Absolutely.
What's that transition been like?
Well, it was actually pretty smooth. I feel like everything has been kind of smooth sailing since I moved to Austin.
I love this.
Yeah. I kind of had a city crush on Austin for a long time.
Aww.
And I always felt like Austin really fit my vibe a little better than Nashville. Even though, hey, no shade on Nashville, because Nashville has treated me very well and will always be my spiritual home. I'll always feel at home in Nashville. But Austin is actually, for me, and Stein can probably attest to this because we were just joined by my Dutch guitar and keys player, Stein Post.
I've only been in Austin, so I can't compare. But
yeah, it's his first time in the U.S.
But I love it.
But I think Austin and Utrecht are kind of similar. Like, I met Stein in the city of Utrecht, which is where I lived for 10 years before moving here. And Utrecht is a city with a lot of water. There's water everywhere. There's a canal, and then we also have kind of like a canal going around the city, and there's a trail going around the canal that people run on and walk on, and that kind of connects everything. And I feel like Lake Travis, or no, Lady Bird Lake, has that trail and has that kind of a similar feel. Mm. And people walk to things. People ride bikes in
Austin. Lots of active people. Yeah.
Very active. And that's very similar in Utrecht. So I feel like the rest of the U.S. isn't really like that in places that I've been. So that was one of the things that really pulled me to Austin.
Well, we love having you here. That's why we're rocking Toy Heart on the Sun Radio airwaves. Stein, if this is your first time in the States and right here in Central Texas, anything that stood out? Food, drink, atmosphere?
There's so many like skyscrapers. That's new to me. Big cars, big portions of food. Really nice people, really welcoming people. The day I arrived, Judy was not even here yet. Her friend, she picked me up. She had dinner with me. She drove me around town. It was such a nice welcome. Yeah, so lots of things standing out to me, yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that our hospitality is living up to its name, because that's what we're all about. And I don't know if you know this, Judy, we are known for playing the best music under the sun. So welcome to the Sun Radio airwaves.
My goodness, thank you.
What is next for Sam in your band, and what is next for the band as well? You just out there pumping out Big Mood? Are you already have more ideas for something new?
Well,
Sam first. What are we doing with Sam here?
Well, I'm a local musician here in Austin. I play in a band called Flight by Nothing. We will be going on a Texas tour next week. If you are listening in, check us out. Flight by Nothing, available everywhere.
And hit them up with a site or your socials or something too.
You could find us on Instagram at Flight by Nothing. Once again, I'm Sam. I'm the drummer. I also sing. And it was an absolute pleasure playing the drums for Judy today.
Aww.
I hope to stay in the band.
Man, put you on the spot, Judy.
I want to talk
There's
about
a bit
it
of
later.
A bitch as well.
Oh, what did you just say?
Bitching.
Pitching.
Okay, good.
We can talk about
pitching
all
that
day
on the radio.
I said pitching.
Yeah.
Okay, you can say that.
I got
that.
You, Stein.
Yeah. It's my pronunciation, you know.
I got you, brother.
He's from the Netherlands, okay.
He doesn't get it.
Judy? For you?
Well, I'm going on a tour in Europe, and Stein is actually opening some of those shows with his solo project.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Why don't you say what it's
called? Yeah, shout out where you can hear more Stein music.
Yeah, it's called Moeilijk or Moeilijk. It's like, it means difficult in Dutch, but here it just means very nice, and you spell it Moei as in Spanish, Moei.
Very.
Very like as in English.
Okay, like, Moeilijk.
Very like.
Very
and that,
like.
And that means what again, Stein?
Difficult in Dutch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, the word moeilijk, spelled differently, means difficult in Dutch.
Moeilijk.
It's quite difficult. Yeah.
Right.
Moeilijk. Yeah. Exactly.
JudyBlank.com to follow along with your exploits. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Congrats on your first festival and finding a new, maybe, friend in Sam. Stein, hope you have a great time in the States,
dude. Yeah, thanks.
And keep your ears peeled for Toy Heart, Judy Blank on Sun Radio.